I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hiya, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
It's high summer here on Cape Cod, Kevin. A lot of people visiting who would like to enjoy a little fishing while they're here, but maybe not sure how to get started, or maybe they head to the beach with a fishing pole and they can't seem to catch anything, and then they get frustrated. So let's talk vacation fishing and how to make it work.
Absolutely. I see a lot of vacationers and visitors down on the beach this time of year, and I think they come in with very high expectations. They're maybe a little bit overgeared. They've picked up a very big surf outfit, and they're expecting to get some of those real big striped bass and bluefish that they've heard about. And I think if vacationers change what they expect a little bit more, maybe downsize their tackle and be a little bit more realistic, there is some great fun to be had, some great fishing from shore around here this time of year.
Let's start with gear. What do you really need?
Well, when I first started fishing on Cape Cod in the summertime, I found that you really can get away with freshwater gear, which maybe a lot of our visitors coming from inland places already have on hand. Most of the fish that you're going to be catching right now at the height of summer, you're not likely to get some real big 20-pound striped bass or anything like that. You're probably catching 1 to 3-pound stripers, bluefish, maybe some small scup and sea bass. So if you downsize to freshwater size gear, you'll not only have a better chance of catching something, but you'll probably have a lot more fun doing it.
How about bait? Is bait a good idea if you're heading out just to do a little casual fishing?
It's definitely a good idea. And again, one of the things I see is people pick up big pieces of bait and they're throwing out a large chunk of bait. Really, you're probably better off with something like a small piece of squid on a smaller hook. You'll find more action. Or if you want to target schoolie striped bass and some of the salt ponds and estuaries or right along the beaches, small artificial lures, again, not much larger than what you're probably used to using for things like largemouth bass and freshwater, those will all work very well.
Well, that brings me to the question of where people should head, because I think a lot of times people coming to the Cape aren't even quite sure where to start their fishing adventure.
Right. First of all, most of the really nice sandy beaches are filled with people and swimmers, so you don't want to fish right there. Look to areas that have something other than just sand. Maybe it's a rocky jetty, a pier, or the opening to a salt pond or a harbor, especially if you can get out in the early morning, maybe before the boat traffic or the swimmers come down. That's probably your best bet to go and find some places where there will be some fish this time of year.
And what kind of fish are you likely to find there?
Well, one of the best things about this time of year is that although there may not be very big fish available from shore necessarily, you can get a huge variety. So besides small stripers and blues, there are scup, cunner, sea robins. You'll probably find some fluke, some sea bass, and then even some southern visiting fish like the northern kingfish and some jacks, things like that. It's not necessarily going to be the largest fish, but if you wanted to keep something to eat, fish like bluefish have no minimum size, so you can definitely keep a small bluefish or two, and they're delicious on the grill.
Let's round up the fishing action around the region. What are you hearing?
Well, boat fishermen looking for keeper-sized stripers have been heading mostly to areas east of Chatham and then also in Cape Cod Bay. That's where you'll find a little cooler water and some more active, bigger fish. In Vineyard Sound and Nantucket Sound, it's mostly bluefish right now on all the shoals, but it's a lot of fun. If you head someplace like Horseshoe Shoal, you'll probably even find some big blues, maybe over 10 pounds. Black sea bass and fluke have started to move to deeper water because it's getting so warm out there. So look to 50, 60, 70-foot depths to find some keeper sea bass and fluke. There are bonito at the Hooter, about 3 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. That's just getting started. And again, big news, 10 to 20 miles farther south, people are still very excited. An excellent bluefin tuna bite happening.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.